fourth paragraph of Maisis, Mishnah Aleph. We previously learned that various things that are Koveya and Maisis from that point on, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit until you take off Maisis. We talked about a sale. We talked about putting bringing it to one's chassid. Our mission is mentioning other things. A koivesh, somebody who pickles something. So this is Koveya Lamaisis. A shoylik, he cooks it a lot. Moleach, if he salts it, chayiv, that's considered that took the lamaisis, and you're not allowed to eat from it at all until you take up shumas lamaisis. Macham ba'adama, if you just bury in the ground, then it's still potter. And the tabul basar, the potter. If he also takes the fruit and he just dips it into salt, he doesn't salt it, he just flavors it with salt, then also it's potter. Seichel beisam al basarim, potter. If someone's in the field and he squeezes some olives on his skin, so he should have some of the oil on his skin, he's potter. In the Sacha ben Nathan, here's a very big Kiddush, that it says that if he squeezed a certain amount until he had gathered a little pool of oil in his hand, that already is considered some type of kviyas, and therefore it's chayiv and shumais or maestris. You cannot use it at all without taking up shumais or maestris. Yeah, that's the way the Rambam learns Pshat and Mishnah. Makpe the tapshil potter lagdeir chayiv. This is talking about wine. That makpe means he removed the psoilus, the pits and things that are floating on top of the wine, but he only did a small amount so that he could put a small amount of wine into his food, then it's potter, because that's not considered the full gemar malocha. Like a deira chayiv, if he did it that into a pot, then it's chayiv of neishu kibol koton, that once he put in this deira, which basically he was, in the case of the tapshil, he just put a small amount, separated small amount of wine which he just mixed into some other food. So the wine of Erech Hashivas, which is a small amount of mixed into another food. But if you gather it together in a pot, then he has now a pot that has a certain amount of wine in it. It's similar to what we saw previously in the Mishnah, that he has a pool of oil in his hands, which is a certain level of kviyas. From that point on, he's now allowed to eat this wine without taking off shumas and maaser.